You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Okay, I know it's Thanksgiving week and a lot of us have a bunch of recipes scattered around for menu planning. But for the rest of the week, a lot of us are getting dinner delivered. In fact, this is becoming the new normal for dinner. Investment bank UBS reports that food delivery overall, including apps for ordering dinner, is turning into a $35 billion industry that is likely to grow to $365 billion by 2030. And the online delivery model, where you press a button and get food from anywhere, is changing how we eat and how restaurants have to operate. From KQED in San Francisco, Sam Harnett reports.
These days, a restaurant like Tacolicious in San Francisco's Mission District can be really busy, but look really slow.
Nobody has any clue what's actually going on here.
Joe Hargrave co-owns Tacolicious. He says the number of lunch customers is down 35% this year, but lunch revenue is up 8%. That's because more of his tacos and tortas are being eaten off-site. As we talk on a recent day around lunchtime, online orders spit out of the ticket machine.
Online order, 10 tacos.
Hargrave says his restaurant can't afford to ignore these apps. They bring business, but they also bring a whole lot of organizational challenges, says Hargrave's co-owner and wife, Sarah DeZarin.
Where will we store the compostable trays? Like, how will that torta travel? You know, how far can it go before it's dead? So it's almost like you're running entirely different business on top of your business.
The apps have changed all sorts of things about the restaurant. For instance, the app Caviar said its customers wanted food in bowls. So now, Tacolicious serves food in bowls. It also plans to hire someone just to manage all the delivery orders.
As long as we will be delivering food, which I don't see that ever ending, then we have to adapt every single thing we do.
The basic paradigm of what constitutes a restaurant in America is being redefined.
Hudson Reilly is a researcher at the National Restaurant Association.
The majority, 63% of all restaurant traffic now is off-premises.
That includes delivery, takeout, drive-thrus, and food trucks. Uber Eats, a delivery app, is encouraging restaurant owners to go even further, to create new restaurants where customers can only order online.
So we started experimenting with virtual restaurants in Chicago in the beginning of 2017.
Elise Propis is with Uber Eats.
The original concept we tested was poke because we saw that a lot of customers were searching for poke in the Uber Eats app, but they weren't always able to find it.
Uber Eats says it's been approaching restaurant owners to offer advice on how to start a virtual restaurant. The company says there are now more than 1,000 of these businesses serving all sorts of stuff.
Chicken wings, burgers, Mexican food, breakfast and brunch, salad, etc.
But what does the business model of third-party delivery do for restaurant profits, where margins are notoriously small? Sarah DeZarin and Joe Hargrave say delivery apps can take as much as a 30% cut from each order.
These are the prices that we're getting while they're building. But what's going to happen when they start killing each other off and one reigns supreme and they actually need to make a profit?
Hargrave and DeZarin own 5 restaurants, which has helped them negotiate a lower rate with the delivery apps. Smaller mom-and-pop restaurants don't have that leverage, so some opt not to use the apps. At Tacolicious, Hargrave's big worry is that he'll have to compromise his food for delivery, do something like add preservatives to his tortillas to make them travel better. He says they've actually taste-tested their food after 20 minutes in a delivery car.
I didn't do this to put food into boxes. I like food, but I like giving food to people and seeing them interact with it.
That, Hargrave says, is why he wanted to open a restaurant in the first place. I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.